Iran's parliament backed Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh to nationalize the Anglo-Iranian oil company, asserting fiscal sovereignty against a lopsided concession. Britain orchestrated an economic embargo. Domestic polarization deepened among nationalists, clerics, the two-day left, and royalists. In August 1953, a coup removed Mossadegh and re-empowered the Shah, anchoring Iran into the Western security orbit for the next quarter century. The episode broadcast a durable lesson across the region. Oil was both a lever of independence and a trigger for regime risk. External powers would act decisively when energy and alignment were at stake, shaping how Arab nationalists interpreted their own battles with foreign companies and bases.